This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Americans now know what Monica Lewinsky sounds like. Today, the House Judiciary Committee released more than 22 hours of secretly taped conversations between Lewinsky and Linda Tripp. Some of them have been edited to remove irrelevant or sexually graphic details. Tripp made some of the recordings after Lewinsky had been subpoenaed to testify in the sexual harassment lawsuit brought by Paula Jones. In one conversation, Lewinsky sought Tripp's advice on writing to the president about a job. Lewinsky had been transferred from the White House to the Pentagon after senior staffers at the White House became suspicious of her. Lewinsky and Tripp crafted a letter to the president saying, "I want you to know it has always been and remains more important to me to have you in my life than to come back." But recognizing that would never happen, Lewinsky composed a wish list. She wanted to live in New York. She wanted a professional job, and she wanted it soon.
But you know, I don't know, maybe I'm being an idiot. I don't want to have to work for this position.
Say that again.
I want it to be given to me.
Right, you don't want to go through the whole interview process.
Right.
And the whole, you want to know that you have a position.
Right.
All right, so then maybe you want to stay secure.
I'd like to secure me a position. You know he's going to go.
No, he won't. He'll just rip it in 18 million pieces.
Another conversation suggests that Lewinsky's definition of sexual relations meshed with that of the president. Lewinsky can be heard recounting the number of men she has had sexual relations with. She comes up with 8. Then Linda Tripp adds another, the creep, the term with which Lewinsky refers to the president.
Well, I guess you can count the big creep in a sort of half-assed way.
Not at all. I never even came close to sleeping with him.
Why, because you were standing up?
We didn't have sex, Linda. We didn't have sex.
Well, what do you call it?
We fooled around.
But that fooling around eventually implicated the president. On February 28, 1997, after he taped his Saturday radio address, the president met with Lewinsky in the Oval Office. He left a stain on her dress. In this conversation, Tripp urges Lewinsky to hold on to the dress for her own protection.
I don't trust the people around him, and I just want you to have that for you. Put it in a baggie, you put it in a Ziploc bag, and you pack it in with your treasures, for what I care. I mean, whatever. Put it in one of your little antiques.
What for, though?
I don't know, Monica. It's just this nagging, awful feeling I have in the back of my head.
Well, what if I didn't have it?
Well, I know that. I think it's a blessing you do, and it could be your only insurance policy down the road, or it could never be needed and you can throw it away.
In the end, Monica Lewinsky sent the dress to her mother in New York. It contained DNA evidence that helped prompt the president to confess to the relationship in a nationwide speech on August 17th.